From the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, I'm Randy Conan. We are in Amenia, North Dakota, visiting with at Rush River Seed and Chemical, visiting with Terry Bruns and Jonathan All. Jonathan with Pioneer, Terry, one of the guys here at Rush River Seed and Chemical. Terry, let's talk about this area in Amenia, this area this year. This crop's faced a lot and still looks really good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to harp on too much on, you know, the kind of conditions we've seen this year. You know, everyone kind of knows what's going on. Crop's been put through a lot this year, you know, from the beginning to frost, a lot of sandblast, wind blowing around, a lot of replant kind of throughout the year, and then, of course, the drought and then the bugs, you know, coming in late. But all that considering, I mean, it really is a testament to where the genetics are these days, how good some of these crops are looking in some spots. Of course, you get to, you know, some spots not looking the best, gets more sandy, droughtier ground, it starts to look a little tougher, but a lot of some of these crops on the PP ground from last year and stuff like that, I mean, there's some pretty, I think some guys will be pretty impressed with what's out there, hopefully as impressed with how the wheat ran this year, too. I know a lot of guys were surprised with that, too, but no, I think it'll surprise some guys. So.
With a year like this, especially with test plots and those types of things you've got around the region, how do you make comparisons?
Yeah, you know, there will be something to take every year from test plots, you know. It's on the same piece of ground. They're side by side. They have to go through the same conditions, you know. You kind of just do year after year, you know, take the comparisons with what the year gives you, kind of a deal. It will be a little tougher to make, you know, seed choices for next year for guys based on this year, just because, I mean, it's been one of the tougher years we've had in, you know, 10, 15 years, so making decisions for varieties and hybrids, that will get a little tougher this next year if you're basing off this year, but you kind of, in part, have to look to data from years previous as well. So.
Yeah, so maybe one additional point to that, especially with test plots, depending on a certain test plot in a field or depending on the piece of dirt, take a look at that and gain some information from that, but don't make all your decisions based upon what you're seeing on that test plot because, again, some of the yields will be compromised, and we always say to plan for a normal year. This is extremely dry, so hybrids will react differently, and it may not be a good indicator to how they'll do next year.
Sure. One of the things we have been hearing consistently throughout this crop tour is the ground that this crop got planted into made a huge difference. Maturities made a difference as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I kind of touched on earlier, you know, the PP ground from last year that was holding quite a bit more moisture, you know, you're definitely seeing that this year, and especially how the plant started, you know, coming out of the ground. There's a lot of uneven emergence on some of the stuff due to the drought and whatnot, but, you know, like I said before, all you can do is set up for a normal year, give your crop everything, every opportunity it has to run, and kind of just see what Mother Nature gives you.
The some of the newer hybrids, newer varieties look very, very promising, at least under drought conditions anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you got to score accordingly too with some of these hybrids, but I know I've been pretty impressed with some of the newer stuff, you know, us especially have been coming out with. I know guys have heard for years 9188, it's still a heck of a good product, but I'm really liking what we're seeing out of some of our 87, our 89, 92, and 94 day stuff. And we as an agency, I mean, we sold quite a bit more of that stuff than, you know, 9188 and some of the older stuff, and guys have been really happy with it, and I'm excited to see how the corn goes. And then of course on the Enlist side, you know, we keep charging ahead with the Enlist genetics, and I've been pretty impressed with them this year. You know, as an agency, we're about 50-50 on the dicamba and Enlist side. We're seeing more guys move towards the Enlist for this next year. And just me going around pulling plants and stuff, I'm pretty impressed with how the genetics are going. I know Jonathan could talk a little more on the Enlist stuff. There's always the good yielders out there, but with a new technology, we want to find, you know, the good white mold, cyst, phytophthora, you know, resistance, and kind of build that more into the stuff. And I know starting this year, next couple years, we will begin to release some of the Pioneer A-Series stuff to step it up another notch. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
So a couple things on the Enlist varieties. I was in a test plot here recently, and so we have our current varieties, new launches this year, and then we even had some that would be launched 2 years from now. The varieties continue to look better. And the scores on Phytophthora and white mold, those continue to improve as well. So, again, that's just kind of a testament to the scoring that Pioneer does through the rigors of testing at different locations and knowing, having confidence when we score something that they are what they say they are. And we've been very lucky with that as we launch the varieties that we have previously and going forward.
Sure. Tips as far as we know this has been a drought-stressed crop, but going into harvest, are there some management things that we need to be aware of as we're going into harvest?
Well, so a couple things there. This rain is helping, so hopefully that'll help the stock quality along in the corn. And I guess probably the biggest thing that I'd say with corn is be aware that there could be potential stock issues if you had some fields that died down early due to a lack of moisture. And be out checking stocks on those and be prepared to maybe take some of those first as opposed to, you know, first according to how the stock quality looks. And then with soybeans as well, you know, the late rain here is going to maybe cause some of those to green up. And again, just kind of seeing how the maturity on the fields look and then take those as you can.
Will this late rain cause any disease concerns?
You know, I think it's been so darn dry this year, and we're getting rain, but it's by no far or by no means excessive rain. The only thing that could creep up would be stock rots, but at this point, I really don't see that being much of an issue.
Yeah, and going back to kind of what you touched on, too, with the drought stress earlier on, I mean, these corn plants were pulling everything they could from the ground and from the plant as a whole. So I'm sure a lot of guys seen, you know, walking around, you see the plant kind of firing from the bottom up, really trying to pull everything from the plant it could because we had limited nutrients available to the plant. So that's something to be looking for. You know, you see some fields that started firing quick, you know, that's kind of some stuff you maybe want to get at sooner than later. I know guys driving around, you see right now, you know, some of the cobs that are hanging there, you know, that's just, the plant had to pull so much nutrients from the plant. I mean, this rain too, I know guys have asked me if I think the plant will be, you know, developing more pods towards the top of the plant or not. I don't think so much unless it's a later day variety that got in, but it'll definitely help the fill of the pod too. So.
Yep, and that's where the yield is going to come from.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. And also, you know, with the bug pressure we've had this year, you still got to keep an eye out for some of those dang grasshoppers, you know, clipping pods on some of this stuff. So it's just a couple watch out things.
Alrighty, anything else we need to add?
No, I think we're good.
I think we touched on quite a bit, yeah.
All right. Very good. From the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, I'm Randy Conan.